563, Zachary Hess seeks a variance from the maximum fence height for requirement for a proposed fence. Sections 115-34, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on a through lot on the northwest side of Hickman Drive and the southeast side of Clubhouse Road within White's Creek Manor subdivision. The 911 address is 739 Hickman Drive, Ocean View. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 1030. They're requesting a 2.5-foot variance from the maximum 3.5-foot height requirement for a fence and a front yard setback. We have received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? If you
Good
would
evening.
Please sworn in, Mr.
Sharp. State your name and address for the record.
Zachary Hess, address is 739 Hickman Drive, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
And there's a Bible, I believe, up at the podium there. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. Floor is yours.
So I do have some letters of support from my surrounding neighbors as well as our homeowners association in support for this request. So
thank you.
That's 6 letters of support he's submitted.
There are 5 criteria for a variance. Do you have your application with you?
Yes.
Okay. They're numbered 1 through 5. Would you please go through them for us?
Yeah. So the uniqueness of the property. Do you want me to read that whole paragraph?
No,
there?
You don't. Okay. I mean,
uniqueness of the property. The lot is a through lot, so it's considered to have 2 front yards. Although our backyard backs up to a very high traffic Clubhouse Road, and our front yard faces our quiet neighborhood road, which is Hickman Drive. Cannot otherwise be developed. So because it is a through lot and it has 2 front yards, and we're currently only permitted to have a rear fence at 3.5 feet, that puts our 2 toddlers, 1 on the way, and 3 dogs in high risk of accident in our yard without a 6-foot fence. Clubhouse Road is a high traffic road with a lot of speeders on that road, and many residents use that road for other developments. 3, not created by the applicant. So our lot is a through lot and it's considered to have 2 front yards. And the road in our rear yard, Clubhouse Road, is extremely busy and consistent speeding and even dog deaths that we've witnessed from our back porch because of that. 4, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. So there are multiple homes in our development, in White's Creek Manor development, that have 6-foot rear fences, and the HOA permits this, and I've submitted the later letter of support from them as well. We've also significantly improved our lot since buying the house in February by removing over 30 overgrown and obstructive trees, which has also improved the sight lines for drivers on Clubhouse Road. And we just want to simply extend the fence along the rear of our property, to which our neighbor already has a 6-foot fence there. So 5, minimum variance. Given our neighbors already have a 6-foot fence, we just wish to extend a fence on our property line, and we have removed the overgrown trees, and we are not on a corner lot, and a 6-foot fence will provide our family of 2 young children, 1 on the way, and 3 dogs immense safety in our yard from the busy Clubhouse Road while also having no impact on driver sightlines and visibility. And those were the support letters from our neighbors that I submitted.
Very familiar with that road. And it is, you're right, there are some people who fly down that road.
Yeah.
I see that you're 6 feet, it's going to be a long clubhouse, but you're just from there, you're 3.5, you're right where you need to be as far as a variance would be concerned. You're going to completely box that in?
Yeah, we're going to do a fence on the sides of it as well. I believe that our homeowners association allows 4-foot fences on the side. I'm not sure if that's, I apologize guys, I'm not sure if that's part of this hearing or not.
Well, this board has no jurisdiction over your restrictive covenants for your community, so you have to go to your HOA.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, they allow 4-foot fences. So it would be a 6-foot fence on the back and then 4-foot fences along the sides.
Any questions?
And the shed on the rear has been removed?
Yeah, we had that. We sold it and it's gone.
Okay. Is there still a concrete pad or something there from where the shed was?
There is a concrete pad there currently. It's just, we're just going to use it as like a seating area once we finish with the fence. Like we'll put it like a campfire area there. So.
Did the neighbor receive a variance for their 6-foot fence? Do you know? Which one would that be?
129.
Unless it was before 2011, we only have data back to 2011 on here.
I researched as well and wasn't able to find a permit or a variance.
Will this fence have any visibility issues on, creating visibility issues on the clubhouse drive there?
No, so, because we actually removed those trees were overgrown to the point where they were touching the road. And I think we submitted photos of that in our application. Now there will actually be, where we're requesting to put the fence, there'll be a 16-foot gap between the edge of the road and where our fence is going to go, which previously those trees were overgrown and were causing, you know, possible sightline issues. So we've actually improved that.
Thank you.
And also the letters of support from lot 94, 93, the one right above 93, I can't see that, and then 1029 and 1028. Also, in those letters of support, they agree that it will not obstruct their sight lines while using their motor vehicles.
Is there any vehicle access between Clubhouse Drive and your property?
No, there is not.
New driveway or?
No, there's not.
Further questions? Mr. Sharp?
I think he's answered the questions I had. Thank you.
Mr. Sharp, may I ask a question? Would we need to go ahead and add the half for his 4-foot fence that will be in the first 40 feet on the sides?
Well, I think that, as part that of his request. The, yeah, that's part of the, it's all fence height.
It.
So,
okay.
But thank you for bringing that up. We would need it to be, I guess, a 1/2-foot variance,
right,
for the fence height for 40 feet from down the sides.
Right.
Good point. Thanks for bringing that up.
If that's going to disturb this case, I guess I could apply for a different variance, but I'm not sure if that's allowed in this one. I assume that was something that the homeowners association was in control of.
So what happened was you've applied for a variance to the maximum fence height requirement.
Yep.
And it's, we didn't say it's just on the rear.
Got it. Okay.
So what we've done is on the paperwork we have, we've said it was a 2.5-foot variance for the fence. But because the fence is actually going to be shorter on the sides, what it'll be is a 2.5-foot variance and a 3.5-foot fence height requirement along the clubhouse road side of the property.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the sides of the property, you would need a 0.5-foot variance.
Okay.
For 40 feet of that side yard. So if you ran that thing all the way down, you know, to the side of your house, that's okay, but the 40-foot to the rear, or the clubhouse, I should say the rear, but it's really the another front, to that side of the property, that's where you need that half-foot variance. So
got it. So okay,
two different variances that you'll need.
Understood.
Any further questions?
I don't think so.
And so that's going to be included in this variance then?
Correct.
You're saying, okay.
Correct.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there's anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Ann on the line. Ann, your line is open.
Hello, this is Ann Lepore. I'm calling you this evening to test the line.
Thank you, Ann.
You're welcome.
Again, if anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one that wishes to speak.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
I move that we approve case number 12563 for Mr. Hess for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property has unique conditions due to being a through lot in the neighbor's fence. Because for such physical conditions, there's no possibility to develop the property in strict conformity. Because the condition was not created by the applicant, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12563 has been approved.
Thank you.